Producer Dan is out, which means intern Mac is writing all of the questions this week for Can't Beat Kennedy. I feel sorry for you.
Not a good
day. Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru. There's a lot to love about Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to, is it Ryle? Or how do you pronounce your name?
Ryle.
Good morning, Ryle.
Yeah. Good morning. How you doing?
Doing good. Ryle is from Lynn, Kennedy.
Good morning.
Hi, Kennedy.
We kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
All right, five pop culture trivia questions. Real, you get more right than Kennedy. You win the $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy's now gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes.
Starting today, Wendy's is serving a Wednesday Addams-inspired meal to promote season two of Wednesday. Last week, a location in California got a head start with a goth-themed drive-thru experience. Who plays Wednesday Addams in the new series?
Jenna Ortega.
Question number two. Patrick Swayze got annoyed with Jennifer Grey while filming Dirty Dancing. So there's a moment when he's brushing against her, and she just kept losing it and giggling, and by 4 o'clock in the morning, he had had enough. What is the name of Swayze's character in Dirty Dancing?
God, I never watched Dirty Dancing, so
that's all right. Question number three. Jelly Roll was awesome in his tag team match with Randy Orton against Logan Paul and Drew McIntyre in the WWE SummerSlam. Logan Paul even jumped from the top rope and slammed Jelly Roll through an announcer's table. What does WWE stand for?
World Wrestling Foundation. World Wrestling.
Somebody trying to help you in the background is not giving you good advice. Question number four. Miranda Lambert has responded to the criticism of her short skirt by wearing another short skirt. From 2011 to 2015, Miranda Lambert was married to a fellow country music star, who is also a longtime presence on the TV show The Voice. Who is he?
Damn it. Yeah, I don't know that one either.
All right, and question number five, the 14th season premiere of King of the Hill airs tonight. What state does the show take place in?
Texas?
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, intern Mac. Kind of coming in hot with some of these questions, my friend, aren't you?
Well, got to let the people know that the reign of terror is back on.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Oh. We have created a monster.
Thank you.
I created this monster myself.
All right, Kennedy, Rilf got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
Starting today, Wednesday, see, this is a tough question. Starting today, Wendy's is serving a Wednesday Addams-inspired meal to promote season two of Wednesday. Who plays Wednesday Addams in the new series?
Jenna Ortega.
1-1. Question number two. Patrick Swayze got annoyed with Jennifer Grey while filming Dirty Dancing. So there's a moment when he's brushing against her, and she keeps losing it and giggling during filming. And by 4 o'clock in the morning, he was over it. What is the name of Patrick Swayze's character in Dirty Dancing?
Johnny?
Do I need the last name, Mac? Because it's on the
list. Johnny.
I'm going to say yes. You need the last name.
I don't know it.
Johnny Castle is what intern Mac says. Tied to one. Question number three. Jelly Roll was apparently awesome in his tag team match with Randy Orton against Logan Paul and Drew McIntyre in the WWE SummerSlam. What does WWE stand for?
World Wrestling Entertainment.
2-1. Question number four. Miranda Lambert has responded to the criticism of her short skirt by wearing another short skirt.
Good for you. Mind your business.
From 2011 to 2015, Lambert was married to a fellow country music star who also is a longtime presence on The Voice. Who is he?
Blake Shelton.
3-1. Question number 5. The 14th season premiere of King of the Hill airs tonight. Which state does the show take place in?
Texas.
It does take place in Texas.
Good job, Kennedy.
You too, buddy.
4-2 is the final score. Really, you don't get the cash, but you did win yourself a pair of tickets to go see The Wiz play from August 12th to the 24th at the Citizen Opera House. For tickets, visit BroadwayInBoston.com. So you enjoy those tickets to The Wiz, okay?
Awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm real from Lynn, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Brittany from Saugus.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Apparently, Brittany's in the car and has spilled her soup.
No!
Yeah.
So is this soup for lunch, or is this a breakfast soup you're eating while driving?
It's for lunch.
Okay. What are we having today?
Well, nothing. It's on the floor of her car.
Yeah.
What were we having?
Gonna have chicken noodle.
Oh, okay. Classic, Kennedy.
Yes.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Yes. Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Brittany's like, Carson, shut up. I just want to try and win the money. Stop talking about
so
my
nervous.
Suit. No, you're fine. You're fine. All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. Brittany, you get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. A reminder, if you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. She has now left the studio. She is in that soundproof booth. Are you ready?
Yes.
Stevie Nicks had to postpone some shows after fracturing her shoulder. Which band is she known for working with?
Fleetwood Mac.
Mandy Moore and her family were rear-ended by a hit-and-run driver. Thankfully, they were unharmed. Can you name the NBC family drama that Moore starred in from 2016 until 2022?
This Is Us.
After the long-running ABC sitcom he starred in ended, Ty Burrell left Hollywood to raise kids in Utah. He says he has no regrets. Can you name the show that he was on?
Modern Family.
Natasha Richardson's sister seems to approve of Liam Neeson's relationship with Pamela Anderson in one of Neeson's most famous movies. He plays a retired CIA agent who has to save his daughter from kidnappers. Name the movie.
Taken.
And question number 5. Soulja Boy was arrested after Los Angeles cops found a gun during a traffic stop. He rose to fame with a self-released 2007 song that topped the Billboard 100. Can you name that song?
Oh, is it just called Crank? That?
Say that
Wait,
again.
What is the name of that song? Is it Crank? Crank? That? You know, this, I thought it was literally called Soulja Boy.
That's his name.
It's the song.
What do you...
Crank That?
Crank, is that
I'm going to go Crank That.
Crank That. All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right. Intern Mac put together the questions because producer Dan is off on vacation. I feel like these weren't that hard, Dan. Mac.
Well, I decided to be merciful this time because Sal hasn't been giving me enough attention when he comes in here. So I decided to, get a shot in at him. Take that, Sal.
Kennedy, Brittany got 5 out of 5.
Oh, well done, friend.
Oh, my God. Thank you. We watch too much TV.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you which one you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense.
All right.
Question number 1. Stevie Nicks had to postpone some shows after fracturing her shoulder. Which band is she known for working with?
Fleetwood Mac.
Mandy Moore and her family were rear-ended by a hit-and-run driver. Thankfully, they were unharmed. Can you name the NBC family drama that Moore starred in from 2016 until 2022.
Yeah. Crap.
Dum, Need an answer, Kennedy.
Crockpot.
Crap. Oh.
Question number three. After the long-running ABC sitcom he starred in ended, Ty Burrell left Hollywood to raise kids in Utah. He says he has no regrets. Can you name the show that he was on?
Modern Family.
Natasha Richardson's sister seems to approve of Liam Neeson's relationship with Pamela Anderson. In one of Neeson's most famous movies, he plays a retired CIA agent who has to save his daughter from kidnappers. Name the movie.
Taken.
And question number five. Soulja Boy was arrested in Los Angeles. Cops found a gun during a traffic stop. He rose to fame with a self-released 2007 hit that topped the Billboard 100. Can you name that song?
Soulja Boy Town. I feel like I... I don't know.
All right.
Woo. Woo.
Question number one, Fleetwood Mac. That, of course, is correct.
God knows.
You got that one right, Kennedy, so that's good. Question number two, you did not give an answer.
That show will never let me go.
This Is Us.
This Is Us.
So it's 2-1 for Brittany. Question number three, Modern Family. Yeah, the crockpot joke. That was insensitive.
Yeah,
that was too far.
No, it's the only thing I remember.
3-2. Question number four is taken. That was correct. So 4-3. And question number five, the song is called Crank That.
Soulja Boy, tell.
I could do the woo part. I could do the dance.
Woo! Oh boy.
What a time.
Crank that, Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy, I'm in it. Oh!
That's just 5-3 is the final score. Congratulations, Brittany.
Thank you.
That was fantastic. You'll be able to buy all the chicken soup your heart desires.
I mean it.
And clean my car. Thank you.
And clean your car. All right, Kennedy. Is there something you would like to say to Brittany from Saugus?
Yes, my name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Brittany.
Carson and Kennedy.
Let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Bonnie from Norton.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Intern Mac has done the questions this morning, Bonnie. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Seems to be coming for everybody's neck this morning on the show with producer Dan out. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Bonnie?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. And Kennedy's now over in that soundproof studio. Bonnie, are you ready?
I am.
The original Star Wars will return to theaters in 2027 to celebrate its 50th anniversary. Who created Star Wars?
George Lucas.
Billy Bob Thornton is 70 today. From 2000 to 2003, he was married to one of Hollywood's highest paid actresses. Who is she?
Angelina Jolie.
Bonnie is scoffing at your questions, intern Mac.
Just wait, they only get harder from here.
She's ripping through these questions like a hot knife through
butter. If she gets 5 out of 5 here, I'll be a monkey's uncle.
Question number three. CBS has rehired Stephen Colbert to guest star on the crime comedy Elsbeth. Before his work on The Late Show, Stephen Colbert had a successful show on Comedy Central. What was that show called?
The Colbert Report.
Question number four. Today in 2006, Talladega Nights, the Ballad of Ricky Bobby was released. Where is Talladega Speedway located?
New Hampshire.
And question number five, Cardi B kicked off night one of WWE SummerSlam on Saturday. Her boyfriend is a star NFL receiver who recently signed with the Patriots. What is his name?
Not my wheelhouse.
I heard they broke up, though, Mac. I don't know if that question is accurate.
No, that's not true. They were, that was a rumor, but then he was commenting on her Instagram with, like, lewd stuff, like, publicly.
Recently?
Yeah, like, oh, okay. Yesterday.
Oh, okay. All right. So you don't know it, Bonnie?
I don't. Nope.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, Kennedy. Welcome back.
Hi.
Intern Mac is just trying to make it difficult for everybody right now. Utter chaos with Campy Kennedy.
All right.
Bonnie got 3 out of 5 correct.
Okay.
And these are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
The original Star Wars will return to theaters in 2027 to celebrate its 50th anniversary. Who created Star Wars?
George Lucas.
I remember my cousin Dean, who's maybe, he's maybe about 2 years older than I am. He took me to see that movie when it came out.
Yeah?
And he saw it 13 times.
Wow.
When it first came out, like within the first 2 weeks. It is tied at 1. Question number 2. Billy Bob Thornton is 70 today. From 2000 to 2003, he was married to one of Hollywood's highest paid actresses. Who is she?
Angelina Jolie.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. CBS has rehired Stephen Colbert to guest star on the crime comedy Elspeth. Before his work on The Late Show, Colbert had a successful show on Comedy Central. What was it called?
I don't know.
The Colbert Report.
Oh, right. Duh.
3-2. Question number 4. Today in 2006, Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby was released. Where is Talladega Speedway located?
Talladega. It's in Alabama. That was a guess.
I could see it on your face. And question number 5 is 3-3. Cardi B kicked off night one of the WWE SummerSlam on Saturday. Her boyfriend is a star NFL receiver who recently signed with Patriots. What is his name?
Stephon Diggs?
Yep. And I thought they broke up. Intern Max says no. In fact, they are still together.
You know, you have your ups and downs.
He keeps up with these things. Apparently, he was leaving... What would you call these comments he was leaving?
Lewd comments on her Instagram, like very publicly, getting like thousands of likes talking
that's
about all sorts of...
That's what they do. She has been doing that since the dawn of time.
Well, 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Bonnie, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you calling in to play this morning. All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Bonnie from Norton, and I can't...
Carson and Kennedy.